There are people who had to be at work this morning and folks who don't have to go to work. And if you're just out being curious and you want to know what highways and bridges are open or closed, here's a little list for you. The Jackson Street Bridge from Alexandria to Pineville is closed. Louisiana Highway 8 at Boyce, the bridge is closed there. I-49, the on and off ramps, exit 80 to exit 90 in Alexandria. Rapides Parish are closing them effective immediately. And they will remain closed until the ice breaks. Of course, U.S. 165 northbound and southbound from the Grant-LaSalle Parish line to the Grant-Rapides Parish line is closed due to the winter weather conditions. So be advised and take extra precaution if you are traveling in and around the area. Otherwise, I think it's a glorious morning and a great time to praise the Lord. You know, this will slow everybody down just a little bit. Amen. Let's get to today's Bible Jeopardy challenge, if you don't mind. And here we go. Here we go, Bible scholars. How was the Herod who imprisoned Peter killed? That Herod that imprisoned Peter, how was he killed? Was it in a battle? Was it by worms? Could it be by a heart attack? Or perhaps it was by a stroke? How was the Herod who had imprisoned Peter killed? Was it in a battle, by worms, by a heart attack, or by a stroke? You can find the answer in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12 and verse 23. Max 1223. Get the answer. Tap in right quick at 318-484-2500 and continue to tap in and continue to listen because we're coming back. I've got a song from Anthony Hall and Jason Nelson. It's called Focus, and I know you're going to enjoy that. That kicks off another session of the Hamp Camp right here on KAYT, KQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana on a Tuesday morning. Pastor Wesley Lotz and the Wooddale Baptist Church invites you to their winter revival, January 24th through the 26th at 6:30 p.m. each night. The theme for this revival is Strength for Hard Times from Isaiah 41 and 10. The Wooddale Baptist Church at 1215 England Drive invites you to come hear Reverend Willie Dunkley of the Mount Olive Church on the 24th, Reverend Frank Jackson from St. Matthew's Baptist Church on the 25th, and Reverend Roosevelt Lair from the Big Mount Zion Baptist Church on the 26th. You don't want to miss 3 days of absolute blessing at the Wooddale Baptist Church, 1215 England Drive in Alexandria. Wednesday, January 24th through Friday, January 26th at 6:30 p.m. each night. Pastor Wesley Lotz and the Wooddale Baptist Church are proud sponsors of KAYT, KQJOFM.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
On this Tuesday, the 16th of January in Natchez, Mississippi, mostly cloudy skies with colder temperatures, a high at around 30, very cold overnight. Look for a low dipping to only 10 degrees. Alexandria gets a mostly cloudy start, becoming partly cloudy later. Cold temperatures with a high only reaching 33, very cold overnight, only reaching 12 degrees. Tuesday in Lake Charles brings cloudy skies, much colder, with a high at only 37. Your low overnight is at 17, under clear skies. It's cold in Monroe, partly to mostly cloudy today, with a high at only around 30. Winds are going to be light and variable overnight, with mostly clear skies. Your low dips to only 10 degrees. And in Shreveport, a few clouds early, otherwise mostly sunny, continued cold weather. Your high is only going to reach 30 degrees. Now at night, it's down to 12 degrees under clear skies. That's your weather picture for the five cities. Thank you for listening. I'm Wade Hampton.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Please believe it.
Blessed and highly flavored.
Can you repeat that?
We got the flavor for Wade Hampton.
I got lost there.
I got lost there.
I am predicting that that song is going to do big things on the charts. It's Anthony Hall along with Jason Nelson called Focus. You're listening to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show, where on this 16th of January, we're celebrating National Fig Newton Day. You know what Fig Newtons are. It's the fruit rolled up in the cake, and the cake was, or it's a cookie, whatever you want to call it. It was named after the town of Newton in Massachusetts. Now, originally, Fig Newtons were created as something medicinal because, you know, back in the 1800s or so, people had a lot of digestive issues, and they thought that figs would, you know, solve some of those problems. But it turned out to be a really tasty treat. Now, Nabisco is the premier producer of Fig Newtons. Did you know that in 2012, they dropped the term fig from Fig Newtons, and they're just simply known as Newtons on store shelves now? Fig Newton Day is today. Just a little bit of history lesson for you folks. Coming up, coming at you, music from Damon Little and Angie Stone, the number one gospel song in the country. No stressing. We've got Ja'Kalen Carr and others with Celebration. You're going to love that song. It's a brand new one. And this one from Marvin Sapp, it's You Kept Me, here on KAYT KQJOFM.